Is there anywhere else you can go? Anywhere else you can go?
Not really, no. I don't know, I'm rather good. If I go anywhere else, I won't be able to get any action at all unless you want to do a phone call, which I won't be able to do.
This is alright, actually, now it's working. Don't go anywhere else.
Yeah?
My head is still hurting.
The other day?
Yeah. Attila!
Have you had an ibuprofen? Or paracetamol? Still bad? How bad?
I can't work.
Well, what do you want to do then? Do you want to go to the hospital or something? It's like if you do want to go to the hospital, it'd be better to do it today rather than Friday.
Right.
I don't know. It's up to you, Dad. What do you want to do? Do you want to do it? I don't know what to suggest, like, other than going to like the hospital or something to get it checked.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? Well, I'll come back and then we'll go. Or... Say again. So, other than, do you want to do that when I get back, or if it's that bad?
I'm scared if you're going to hurt me again by accident.
I was deliberate. Sorry.
Is there any chance? Can you sleep with your parents another night since my head is better?
What? No, I've got a job interview tomorrow in Wentworth, no. Do you want me to get a new job? Then I need to be at home tonight.
Okay.
Sleep on the sofa if you want, for my accidental injury of you. I'm trying not to take this badly, but it feels really unfair that that's what's suggested. When I'm like offering to take you to the hospital, you know, would you mind staying at your mum and dad's because you accidentally hit me with the boot of the car the other day?
It's just, it happened before that you accidentally hit me in the same spot again, and I'm just scared.
I was in jiu-jitsu.
And in Portugal.
Where?
When I went to hospital with the rib injury. And then by accident, you kept elbowing me over and over again in the ribs. Do you remember? And you were really offended when I said, I think it wasn't by accident. And I know it's going to make you really offended, but you are very clumsy. And
yes, I'm clumsy. It doesn't mean I'm deliberately doing these fucking things. Well, if you want, I can stay out your way tonight. To be honest, like, I was concerned. Now I am actually a bit pissed off that this is what you think. So if you want me to stay on the sofa, I'll stay on the fucking sofa. well, I've got a job interview tomorrow, and this work situation here is not looking promising, so I need to go to that well test tomorrow and get that job. Otherwise, I'm not going to be paying you rent in the next 2 weeks, so I can either stay on the sofa or not pay rent in about 2 weeks. It's up to you. Well, I can stay downstairs, I'll stay out of your way, whatever you want.
I knew you were going to be mad.
Well, you asked me to stay on my mum and dad's sofa the day before an 8 o'clock in the morning interview in Winsford. Why? Because I accidentally hit you with the boot of a car. I'm sorry I hit you with the boot door of the car. It was a fucking accident. Like, we were fine earlier. Like, I rang you, we were fine.
We are fine, I love you, but my head hurts a lot, and I have PTSD from previous accidental injuries that you kept hitting afterwards again and again. I just don't want to have another knock to the head, Fabian.
I'll just stay out your way then, till you've come to your senses. I'll just sleep on the sofa. Like, I need to get this fucking other job. That takes priority over this insanity. Like, I'm sorry, but to me this is out of order. Like, I'm sorry about what happened, but this is, like, what the fuck? With everything that's going on.
I told you I didn't want to burden you with my own trouble. I'm sorry.
What? It's not really burdening me, it's just offending me, if anything.
I wouldn't be worried if it hadn't happened before, by accident.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I don't want to talk about this all day. I'd rather be in there huffing fucking exhaust fumes or doing the extraction than go over this point, because I really disagree with it. Yeah, I think it's out of order. And yeah, like, geez. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm already wound up with all this fucking Dan shit. So, if you want to go to the hospital, I'm happy to go to the hospital with you. I'll sit there, whatever you like.
I don't
not,
think I'm fit to drive. How are we going to get to the hospital?
Maybe Will could take us.
Hang on, I've got a phone call. I don't know if someone's calling me. Hang on, please. Hello?